From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're seeing U.S. stocks take a dive with the Dow down more than 540 points at 10,328. NPR's economic correspondent John Itzy is in the studio with us to tell us why stocks have been falling so sharply.
Lakshmi, it's been an amazing roller coaster ride in the markets. Around 2:30, the Dow was trading at about 250 points down. And then within 10 minutes, the Dow dropped another 700 points, almost down 1,000 points. But then it turned around again and regained about 600 points and is back at around 400 points down. Obviously, big concerns about the Greek debt problems and financial turmoil in Europe and what effect that might have on the U.S. economy and U.S. companies. This is the biggest one-day loss since December of 2008. At one point, we'd lost all the gains that we'd made this year in American stock markets. And I think the underlying concerns are whether the European Central Bank is ready to do what's necessary to keep Greece from defaulting and keep this contagion from spreading to other countries in Europe.
Okay, thank you, John. NPR's John Itzy joining us in the studio. He was speaking about the debt crisis in Greece, this effect it's having on U.S. stocks. We're also hearing reports of tens of thousands of protesters again back out in the streets of Athens are holding nighttime marches against new austerity measures the parliament approved today, and there have been reports of violence. In other news, federal authorities say they are still following a number of leads from the failed Times Square bombing and that the suspect, Faisal Shahzad, could face life in prison if convicted on terrorism charges. Meanwhile, the government is requiring airlines to check no-fly lists more frequently. But NPR's Giles Snyder reports a key senator is questioning whether the new requirement is stringent enough.
The airlines are responsible for comparing names of passengers on international flights to the no-fly list, and in light of the attempted Times Square bombing, they're now required to do that within 2 hours of any update. That responsibility is due to shift to the government in about a year. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, the chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says that timetable should be moved up.
And then it becomes a strict governmental responsibility. I think that's one reform that can easily be made.
Feinstein was speaking on the CBS Early Show. A procedure for the Transportation Security Administration to check domestic passenger lists is almost complete. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The country's leading retailers are reporting weaker than expected sales at stores open at least a year. In April, consumers spent less money than the month before, in part because of an early Easter that bolstered spending in March. Thomson Reuters tracked 28 retailers. A majority of them posted gains of 0.5%. From Washington, this is NPR News. Haitian President René Préval has proposed extending his term in office by 3 months if elections are delayed in the quake-ravaged country. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more from Port-au-Prince.
Presidential elections are supposed to be held this fall, and Haitian President René Préval is scheduled to leave office in February of 2011. President Préval, however, has signed a decree allowing himself to stay in office for an extra 3 months if the balloting doesn't take place before November 28th. The move angered opposition leaders, but there are questions about whether a potentially divisive election campaign can take place with the country still reeling from the January 12th earthquake. And logistically, voting may also be incredibly difficult. More than 1 million people remain displaced. Hundreds of thousands of voters who are still on the rolls were killed, and polling places were destroyed. Préval's government says the extension of his term may be necessary to prevent chaos. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
New unemployment claims are down, but not as much as expected. The Labor Department finds 7,000 fewer Americans put in for jobless insurance last week, bringing the seasonally adjusted total to 444,000. The report also reveals fewer people staying on unemployment, the fourth drop in 5 weeks. However, millions more unemployed Americans are not accounted for in the Labor Department's latest data. Recapping our top story, we're seeing U.S. stocks tumbling with investors worried about financial troubles in Greece and its threat to other European nations. The Dow has plunged more than 400 points at last check. It's now at 10,452. There are also concerns about Britain's continuing debt crisis as well. This is NPR News.